Hello?
Hello, Time Poppers. Welcome. We're going to do something a little bit different today. Ari, Scott, and I, along with our friend Dylan, decided to sit down and play some Time Stories recently, a time travel board game. And so I decided to record the experience, because why not? So I'm actually recording this intro before I have listened to what we were able to record. So I am now going to embark on the adventure of cutting together some highlights of us playing Time Stories. This is just round one. The game is kind of designed to be played more than once, and you learn from each experience and go in the next time with what you've gained. So this is us just going in blind, trying to rectify the past. While I got you here, I would just like to recommend some other podcasts on the Sounds Awesome Network. You can find them all at whatsoundsawesome.com. We have Health and Fitness, Comedy Spirituality, The Wheel of Time, talking about both the books and the show, along with some Brave Women. You can find these podcasts on your podcatcher of choice under All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, That Fitness Couple, Be Brave, or Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. Hope you enjoy all things that sound awesome from We Mixed It, LLC. Now enjoy this recap of our first playthrough, the board game Time Stories. I hope you enjoy this. Tune in next week for another classic Time Pop review of an amazing movie or TV show. Thanks for listening.
This is our space station, time base.
Is that the time machine?
That's the time. We have like a whole
time
time agency base. We're all time agents.
Agent.
So this is like the story. We're gonna be greeted by our superiors. They're gonna tell us what they need us to solve in time. Then we're gonna choose a character, a receptacle, that you're gonna get dropped into in the timeline that you'll play as one of these people. They all have different abilities, hits you can take before your person dies, and then you're ejected back to the agency, quantum leap style.
Wow, okay.
You can only take 3 hits?
Yeah, you can only take 3 hits. And then the other one is...
I have so much cocaine.
This is going to be the map, I haven't flipped it because we're not there yet, but the map of where we're sent back in time. The house will have its own 6 cards that we'll lay out with pictures. And based on the pictures, you'll be like, oh, a billiard table. I want to see what's up at the billiard table. So you'll put your personal token there. We'll each choose where we want to go. And then when we do, you take the card associated with it and you read it to yourself. We're all telepathically linked, so we can discuss what's on the card, but you can't read the card verbatim. You have to be like, I'm at the billiard table.
Okay.
The 8 ball has blood on it. And then using that information, we try to solve whatever our problem is, which we won't know until we read. You go through, you pick up items and stuff. These are indicated of like things that you'll need to go into some of the rooms on the back of the card. It's all cooperative. Mm-hmm. Where we want to go in the location.
Okay.
Because we all have to go together to the location.
Understand. Dibs.
A soft and restful voice fills the air, blanketing the
softer.
More soft and restful voice. Blanketing the small metallic noises that you have heard upon arriving in this room. You are 42 seconds late. Try to manage your time better in the future. That said, welcome agents. I am Laura.
Hello, Laura.
The consortium has deemed you apt to undergo your first transfer. Congratulations.
Good consortium.
The transfer fashions are ready. Before taking your places inside them, meet with Bob, your master instructor, and please follow his instructions. Now take turns revealing and reading aloud cards B through G one by one.
All right. Your small group moves into the room with 2 emotions crashing together with every step. Excitement over your first exposure to this technology that you've been hearing about since the start of your training, and impatience to leave this omnipresent base and discover other worlds, both old and new, to travel through the ages and access galaxies. Quote, hey guys! It's not that we're in a hurry. Don't drag your feet, barks Bob as a greeting.
In quotes, still, your mission, I don't know if it's still Bob, normally reserved for yellow ranked agents, or not yellow ranked agents, comes from the consortium, and your performance will serve as an end of cycle examination. Your grade here will therefore have an impact on the rest of your career. In bold, your mission is to prevent the creation of a temporal fault. Keep the number of runs to a minimum, as each new transfer costs a bundle and will diminish your success. Wow. When all of these nutters, that's what it says, N-U-T-T-E-R-S, nutters.
Yeah,
what kind of game is this? Pronounced nutter.
When all of these nutters stop playing with time, it'll be a vacation for us.
Crazy.
Crazy people.
Oh, okay. Come on, let's go. Into your caissons. So let that, so that Laura can take care of the rest. I, on the other hand, have only fish to fry.
Is Laura like the ham?
As you approach the caissons, Laura's voice becomes muted.
Agents, seat yourself in your caissons. Once you exit, you will have to use the timeline to manage your time in your transfer zone. Ideally, you make this trip only once, but if you run out of time, you'll return here to undergo a new transfer to the same place at the same instant. This is the very principle of time log transfer.
Hi, my name's Laura.
Your caissons light up as you enter them, then emit a multitude of high-pitched sounds. Laura's voice manages to be heard above it all, nonetheless.
You will be transferred to 1921.
I like that one. Better.
In what the inhabitants of the time call a psychiatric asylum.
No, we didn't
call. Oh, no.
You will be transferred to 1921. In what the inhabitants of the time call a psychiatric asylum.
Ooh, cool.
We have little reliable information as to what is taking place there, but we confirm the possible creation of a temporal fault. Your mission is to prevent its creation. On this mission, your receptacles will have the following statistics. There's the green one, which is deftness, and agility.
Deft?
Like, deft.
Like hand, like, yeah, dexterity.
Dexterity.
Oh, dexterity, okay. Yeah. I'm thinking deft, like deft. Oh.
Yeah. Well, the yellow one is glibness, which seems like the art of communication.
Yeah.
Glib?
Charisma.
It's got charisma. It's like,
okay.
Word bubbles. And then strength combat. As might be expected, not all Decepticons are equal when faced with adversity. But those you'll inhabit at the Beauregard Asylum are in slightly bad shape, which is why they've been placed there. You will thus have to deal as best you can with their issues. Oh my God, we're taking on their traumas.
The crazy people.
We're taking on their crazies.
Oh my God.
Anxiety attacks. There's an erotic and there's a nympho.
There's a red with her booty hanging out.
Yeah,
I think that's what Scott wants to be. Scott wants to be
erotomania.
We're gonna joke.
Eugene both squint. Bitter.
I know some people who need to go to the psychiatric.
Shell shock. Cocaine addict.
Before your transfer, please follow the instructions below. Place the item cards face down on their space. The four plan cards face up on their dedicated spaces.
All right, let's do this asylum.
This is the layout of the place we're
going? Building, yeah.
In 1921.
Oh, that is upside down.
What does that say?
Cannibalism.
Oh my God.
The time token on 25.
Whoa.
Got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Got this.
Lara's voice.
Lara.
Hello.
Lara.
I know, whenever I see it spelled like that, I say Lara.
I think Lara is more exotic.
Okay, Lara. Yeah. Lara's voice starts to be drowned out by the deafening sound of surrounding machines. Your transfer will happen shortly. Be sure to note this. Virtually important information. According to sources of dubious trustworthiness, it seems that a secret society is hiding inside the building. A secret society is hiding inside the building. The information to take place, to do that, you must locate a bzz, the de grz bzz.
It's malfunctioning.
And on location, you should be able to find help. But your receptacles, it isn't
nice.
That's a gun that keeps you from popping during the time.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, right.
And it says transfer, choose a receptacle, then place their life points on the card. Is this the receptacle?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you got to place your life.
Not the cocaine.
Choose, it'll say, yeah.
Oh, wait, we're choosing which receptacle we want?
Yeah, which person we want.
So, we've got Marie Berthollet. She's dealing with erotomania. We've got Basil Lefny, cocaine addict. We got Edith Jolibois, cannibal. And Mademoiselle Duan, bitter. This is our crew.
We're doing this in one shot, guys. I need to tell you this.
Okay, you got a suit in this insane asylum.
So we take our our schmeckles.
Yep, take your person as well. Because you got to give them their life. You got to flip over and read all their special powers if they have them.
Despite
the shield is like your threshold.
No, these are your life points.
Well, I get some cocaine too.
He's like, I'm taking cocaine, but the cocaine is a blue one.
Oh, all right, hold on, give me some coke.
Insufferable and seemingly eternal, Miss Dumais has no mental illness, but the asylum seems to be the only place where her bitter and tyrannical demeanor is accepted. Miss Dumais doesn't know how to do anything but annoy people. She does so with an uncommon talent.
Marie is convinced that people who come up to her are madly in love with her, but don't let her know. Over time, she's gained a real talent for convincing the people to whom she's speaking to fall under her charm.
What's your quote?
Yeah. Oh, this is nothing, just a bit of rouge on my lips.
Hey, you got any more?
Is that
yours? I should be saying
that to Dylan. You'll what?
You'll all croak before me.
That's nice and bitter.
What does it say?
Mine says, since her early days, Edith.
Oh, what's your quote?
Oh, yum, gur, yum, slurp, gur.
That's that acting. Yum, slurp, gur. Yum.
Since her early days, Edith has believed that she draws her vitality from the flesh of others.
I have managed to hide 3 doses of cocaine without the staff noticing. Before a dice roll, I can discard one or more of these to roll an additional dice. When I no longer have any tokens, he feels the absence and loses a heart permanently. But I can help any of you guys regain health with a dose of my cocaine.
Oh, we got a healer.
That's interesting.
We got a healer on our hands. Everybody.
That's good because I have 1 health.
So mine says, if she's the one who finishes off the enemy, Edith Hurley eats a piece of them, thus regaining 1 heart without being able to go above her status of 2. So I can eat somebody.
That's awesome.
More health.
Nice.
You're definitely the terrifying one of the group.
You find yourself in a day room of an asylum. It's the end of the afternoon. The room is calm with a gramophone filling the place with sweet music. The low sun illuminates all with an amber light. The nurse in charge of the hall stands near the door. Behind her, a man is very focused on his chessboard. In the background, enjoying the light of the large windows, a young woman paints frantically. She throws you furtive, disturbed glances. Sitting in a corner of the room, a man gives you a slight wave.
And then we can choose which one of those to go to. Nurse, gramophone, chessboard.
We each choose.
So now, yeah, you choose what you want to do in this room. Like you would in real life.
I want to talk to chess guy. I want to, plus I can charm.
Which one's chess guy? Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
That's the nurse?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll go to this guy.
I'm going to bitch at the nurse.
Nice.
So now you take your own card, you read it to yourself, and then we can talk about
without using
the words on the card.
So we should say in our own voice, explain what's happening to each other.
It starts with the time capsule.
She is not talking to me. This woman is paying me no mind. But she has a painting, and on this painting there is some very, I don't know, since it's not what's written on the bottom, can I talk about what's on the painting?
Yeah.
Okay. So on the painting
along with some other stuff. It says southeast, then clockwise. The bottom, it says plus, 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 minus. And then there's some, like...
That's interesting. This makes more... My card makes more sense.
Oh, awesome. So we want to go to the dormitory. Well, and the main part of the painting is this devilishly looking creature with wings and a scorpion tail and flowing long red hair.
It's you.
The only thing that's really easy to see is H3O.
Nice.
H3O?
Yeah.
100
and then I think, yeah, the rest of it, I'm going to just say is gobbledygook.
And then there was one line that I just really remember that was specific, and I say it because I think my friend will appreciate it. Only the tears of the manticore could have saved me.
Manticore? Ooh. What's a manticore?
It's a lion.
I'm going to say the manticore dragon. Is what she was painting.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't do a very good job of, but now that...
After looking at the game board, you realize that all the bishops are missing.
Oh. I went and talked to the nurse. She was just horrid to me. She said that I can take advantage of the day room, but then I'm 7'2", I guess.
Oh, you're 7'1".
I'm feeling lucky.
I'm Marie.
She said that I could find her in the infirmary later. I assume if we have to come back, it'll be later in the day. But her name is Josephine, but she spelled it out strangely with a, there's an S-E separated and an N-E separated. So it's Joe, Southeast, Phi, Northeast.
So can I just point out, as time travel enthusiasts,
yeah,
we can't keep going back later because we're only going up to a certain point.
Mm.
And then anything we do will be earlier.
Yes.
I believe so.
Meaning we could have done some of the things that they're...
We won't be there later when she's in the...
Like, she might be painting that painting when we come back. Like, you'll see it in the beginning, like, why she's doing that.
Mm.
Like, it's done now.
Right. So this is the end of their day, basically, from our standpoint. Because anytime...
We haven't traveled yet.
No, we traveled.
But anything... If we go back, we're going to go back farther.
Earlier.
If we end up having to do this again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because the thing happens, the bad thing happens at this point.
In
25 minutes.
24 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a newspaper.
So read the newspaper?
Yeah. And also, I guess look at the photo. Maybe see if you can see if there's any differences between them. The opening of a sensational case. Competition. I'm going to read the right side, and you're going to read the left side.
Okay.
The crazies from Beauregard. It's been now a week since 5 lunatics, inmates of the Beauregard Asylum, have been declared missing. According to the police, the investigations are ongoing. The theory of an escape is possible. So he said, my guy had said that the crazies were gone and the bishops were gone. The left, the right side, the left side.
I wonder if they're doing like a cult sacrifice. Because didn't it say...
There's a temporal fall, right? That's...
Yeah. But that's like somebody dies who's not supposed to. Or...
Oh, I thought there was like a rift in time.
Yeah, caused by them fucking with it somehow. I don't know that it's...
Can you read it?
The opening of a sensational case... Composition of the audience room. The entrance of the accused makes a splash. First interrogation. Mrs. Humbert claims existence of her inheritance. She says, when it's time, Frederick Humbert denies his participation in the affair. This is very tiny. Energetically defends his father's memory. The audience seemed to rather be entertained. The hearing is delayed until Monday. Wow, that is.
I need you to read that again. Sorry.
It's nice because we get to keep that with us.
It's okay. Really tiny. Oh,
so can we pass that around?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
While he's reading that, do you guys want to go to the dormitory?
Sure.
Next?
Yes. Yeah, because this is tomorrow's paper.
Oh.
I'm guessing this is tomorrow's paper. According to police, it's now been over a week since, it's a week from now. It's now been over a week since 5 lunatics, inmates at the Beauregard Asylum, have been declared missing. According to police, the investigations are ongoing and the theory of an escape is
probably... Like, no, but my guy said that they took the crazies away, taking people...
The crazies from over... Yeah, the bishops.
So some other people...
So remember, and I had 5, I had plus, 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 so minus.
Oh, yeah. Maybe four of them survived and one didn't.
They're suggesting the temporal fault opens at the end of our mission?
That's correct.
We have to prevent it.
Right.
Okay.
We're telepathically telling you. We're breaking into the lockers.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so
one.
So you have two, I have two. So that's five, right?
What are you guys doing?
So,
waiting on you.
Fellas and ladies, I got to share with you, I'm shocked and appalled and titillated.
Oh.
I was admiring the greenhouse beyond the park, and I saw an animal for just a moment. It looked like a cat with wings.
Cool.
Cat with wings.
I saw it for a moment, and then it vanished. Did I see it or did I not see it? Do you know what some people call those?
Bats.
Manticore.
Oh, yeah.
So,
in the greenhouse?
I thought I saw it in the greenhouse just for a moment, then it disappeared.
So I found this in a locker.
What is it?
It's a book with a pentagram, and in the pentagram are a bunch of, like, two...
Was it a book or just a piece of paper?
Oh, just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Pentagram with symbols on it?
Two letter words and, symbols.
One, two, three, four,
is
five.
Is that SE clockwise?
Lots of fives. Lots of fives.
Is there an SE on there? So we can read clockwise in the circle.
Oh...
Agent, what are you doing?
So I sniffed my way over to this man lying in bed.
Mm-hmm. Looking tasty.
Looking tasty. And he is chained to the bed. And he is begging me to let him go because someone's going to kill him. And he's not crazy. And he's asking me to free him. And if I want to free him, please pass the test immediately reveal. Do we want to free this guy?
I mean, we want this token, so we know it's all
I
see.
Okay. So yeah, I'd say.
So I roll two these?
Right. Okay. Or whatever your, yeah, your green
two.
Is. Nice, yeah. So you just need to be two.
TI for, what is that?
One.
One. All right. Thus ends my time captaining turn.
Now it's Scott's turn.
It is now Scott's turn.
Did we already? What am I trying to roll?
Stars.
Balls!
So you want stars. Just how many stars?
Jeez.
Nice.
So we got it. I'm just curious. Woo. Okay.
Three.
But now that, but you know, keep rolling because you might be able to open both lockers.
Well, they're on the roof.
I'm not in the.
She's in the.
I'm by the guy.
Oh,
okay.
So, the guy. So you get this.
Bloop.
Which opens this.
So we liberated. Right. As soon as you free him, the man stares at you, then a disquieting grin twists his features. But it's you. It's you. You're my executioners, the ones who left me here to rot until I die. He rushes you. You got to fight him off. We got to get over a three for strength.
Eat him.
How many of you have?
I have two.
I have one, so.
I want to eat him.
but it's you. You're my executioner, the one who left me here to rot.
So you need three skulls.
Oh, three skulls.
Three skulls. All right.
No.
Oh, so many
now we're unlocking all the lockers.
So what does that mean?
So now he's down to two skull shields, but you each take two damage.
You take two damage?
Surpasses your resistance. So your resistance is two, so you take no damage.
So I'll give you some cocaine.
Can I eat him? He's got to be dead for me.
He's not dead yet.
Okay.
You take a bite out.
Can I eat him? So that was, no, we didn't gain anything from that.
Right.
Like even if we had beat him, we didn't gain him. There's nothing.
There's no point to staying.
There's nothing. Well, there's no information from him.
I think the lock might keep you in that room until he's dead. Meanwhile, in the other room, we're going to try and open this locker some more.
Yeah. I think we'd stay again and all of us go to the lockers.
When a lock is present on a card, you must pass the test. You cannot leave the card before you successfully defeat it. All right,
so we got to kill him.
Yeah, so you got to kill him.
Okay.
So you two are technically in this room.
You have to kill him?
Yeah.
So we got to try again.
You got to roll again and try to get out of this room.
So you want skulls.
Oh, we get to roll again too?
Yeah.
Oh, since we're here.
Round,
yeah, since we're stuck here, might as well.
We can help him fight too.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, defeat.
Yes.
Can I eat him?
Three.
Yes.
Yes, but you can't bypass the life.
No!
That's
right. So we get them both. That's fine.
Yeah. I got a ruby.
We can fight him off.
A fake ruby found in the dormitory?
I have a plunger.
Oh.
To unclog toilets.
Oh. So that's the
awesome.
Dormitory. That's the end of that turn.
Let's go to the kitchen.
After having wandered for some time in the corridors, you reach a room next to an empty refectory, the kitchen. A rather unpleasant cabbagey smell fills the room, edged with work areas that are covered in pots, pans, and other cookware. To the left, a man in his 50s turns to you and begins to smile after he sees your group.
Look at you.
By the back wall, two men are washing dishes and pay you no attention. In the far corner, a man and a woman talk to one another.
Meet me in the walk-in in 5 minutes. I have a rat in my chef's hat. All
right, so it smells. There's a creepy guy in his 50s, smiling. Two men are washing dishes and pay no attention. Man and woman are talking in voice.
I'm all about the dish dogs.
I'm going to try to charm that dude with my silver mouth. My French sexy abilities.
We're going to do a little cannibal.
I'm going to see what they're talking about.
Who can I annoy the most?
Oh, good call.
Probably these people. They don't want to talk to us. Yeah. Not just following around, Desmond.
It's all right. We'll do this. We got our rolls down.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Okay.
Right. Hey, boys.
Yeah.
Actually, what's your name?
They were all women except for me.
Vasil. So, this disgusting, putrid smell of gentleman. He says he thinks we're going to beg him again for some scrap of meat to feed the cats in the park. He says it's not a problem as long as we have two doses of nose cat.
Oh!
We can obtain item number 12 by either negotiating with the cook or giving him two of those coke tokens?
Yep.
Tokens. With you returning them to the reserve.
So that means you have to roll. Because right. I can't get kicked out of the kitchen. Oh, the team is immediately expelled. Okay.
So the other thing is I can negotiate with them, it says. So that means I have to roll
4 on your yellow, but you get these dice changing powers for the yellow.
So I get 3 dice. Yeah. So I could possibly do this on my own.
Right.
I can take care of
it. Yeah, we should wait until they go. And
yeah.
I can negotiate because.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're the.
She's the sexy
one.
I can negotiate.
Oh,
so mine isn't that interesting. The two couple in the corner are talking that they heard that there was a nurse and a doctor doing something shady in the park kiosk.
That's a later thing
for sure.
So we have the ability to steal a key, but if we fail, we're all getting booted.
Yeah, and we're gonna ever come back to the kitchen. For this entire
run. Should I do my thing first before you guys do
Yeah.
Yeah. Really quick though, if you pay attention, he said, you're begging me for another scrap of meat to feed the cats in the park.
Yeah.
The wing cats. He's talking about the manticore.
Yeah.
So you see the manticore is coming up.
Yeah.
All right. So I roll 3 yellow dice. So I need to get over 4, however.
Stars?
Yeah. I can change any dice because I can persuade gentlemen.
You can change 1 dice?
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully he rolls 1, 2.
Oh, it's perfect. Just rip it open.
Hey. I persuaded a gentleman with my feminine ability. I knew these would come in. Loose up pieces of meat?
2.
2 pieces of meat arrive or received in the kitchen. You can eat them, discard the card to recover 2 heart points. But I'm not down any, so that doesn't.
Yeah, so
I guess
if we're done in the kitchen, that's all the things.
Yeah.
We can try and steal this key. We get 1 chance.
If we all go together, is that increase our chances?
No, there's only 1 person can roll.
Only 1 person.
Here it is.
Oh! You get out of my kitchen.
No!
Take your meat. Right. Thanks for me. You get the meat already. So
I got the meat. Okay. All right, are we going to the infirmary?
Oh yeah, that was the kitchen.
Infirmary.
Infirmatory. You cross the main corridor of the asylum, then open a massive door over which a sign reads, Infirmary, access forbidden to hysterics and agitated patients. Behind the door, a large room holds a few beds on which patients are lying. At the bedside of one of them, an assistant nurse administers treatment under the attentive eye of Josephine, the nurse you previously met in the day room.
Oh.
Directly in front of you, an orderly stares at you continuously and smiles widely at you. No doubt an invitation to speak. On the right, a large armoire filled with medicine of all kinds catches your attention.
If someone wants to speak, I've got good speaking abilities.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah, you talk to me.
It's
good
not,
charisma.
It's not your language. I talk real good. I'm going to go get some meat.
Go get him.
Yeah, you go.
That's the one who wants to speak?
Yeah. I feel like rolling for some medicine. I know that rolling isn't my friend right now, but I'm feeling...
I saved you your coke.
Either one, yeah.
I think I'm going to talk to Josephine because I saw her in the beginning. Well, I'll meet back here to discuss what we see.
So now, can we share items?
Yes.
All right. Can I borrow your key plate?
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a good thing I'm in this one.
Oh, yeah.
He likes ladies.
Oh. No one likes me.
Yes.
Oh. It said, if no one was present, our conversation would have just ended. But if there is a woman, he tries to grab them tightly and pull them into a corner of the room.
Oh.
You'll have to talk quickly to slip his grasp and be able to leave. So it's another four. He's trying to take advantage of little old mate.
I got more cocaine.
Oh, you unboxed the cabinet and got what you did. That's hilarious. So mine, the assistant nurse seems panicked and she looks towards Josephine and says, I can't talk to you here. If you want to talk to me later in the dormitory, I'll wait for you there. And I need, it's the one with the four, oh, four nice. Gray one. Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Sweet. I was distracting Josephine while you were talking to her. Mm-hmm. She said that the Dr. Hyacinthian, I never can pronounce this flower, Hyacinth, is having a meeting with a small group of patients that we wanted to attend.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Where is, what's the location?
Is that like upstairs?
Down.
No, we didn't, there was nothing for us to do.
Yeah, it was empty.
Right. I got to take this guy out.
South.
This guy's trying to have his way with me. So he's going to have his way with me? So it's a lock.
Yeah, so you're stuck in that room. So we can't leave.
Okay.
Until we get you out. So we can all pile in there and be sure. Next turn.
Mean to my
friend.
It was
mean to my hot friend.
Why?
All right.
I feel hot and sweet.
So do we want to rush to the office or do we want to finish our...
Promenade.
Where do we use this?
Can we finish?
Oh, yeah.
That's the dormitory. I believe you're in control.
Okay, so we're going to leave here and go continue Promenade. To go... Okay. Despite the glaring sun, the wind whips at your face and the cold chills your bones. The yard is surrounded by walls high enough to drive any thought of breaking out from your mind. To your left, on a small patch of grass, specially set up for it, three people seem to have just finished a croquet game. In the back of the yard, a large gate is guarded by two watchmen, and through it you can spy a park and its tree-bordered paths. And to your right, near the wall, a patient in a tuxedo spins around, improvising some short choreography.
I think we should get more than one person these days. So I can charm gentlemen, but I'm curious about the improviser.
I think we might want to team up through this whole thing because that's going to take a lot. The watchmen are going to take a lot. And then...
All right, you want to do a two and two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'll do the gentleman because I can charm gentlemen.
You want to do the guard gentleman or the croquet gentleman?
I think the clever
or the boys. Yeah. You two.
Sure.
Go on the gate.
That's the game. If we pass the test, then we get the...
Oh, yeah, we can't do this.
Yeah. Okay, so we need to roll four stars all
the time. We have to play these games in a game of croquet. If we win, we get the blue square schmeckle.
Promenade.
Promenade.
Oh, game of my life.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Perfect.
Okay. Right, so
I croquet the shit out of them.
Oh, all right. So they start fighting with each other, but we take item 20.
Nice. Over at the gate, had we stolen the key off of that chef, we could have persuaded the guards to give us an item, but because we didn't, we cannot. There's nothing to do there.
So I should have, how would we have done that?
You should have succeeded.
We just got to go back to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Which we can't
do. In another timeline, if we fail, we should go back.
As you approach them, the man becomes more animated.
Shh.
It's Moonstep. I'm with you. I'm an undercover agent. I found a way to activate a fault, but I lost the artifact required. If you find it, come back to see me. If you have item 4, you can immediately reveal.
Excellent. The man drags you to an isolated corner of the promenade, demanding that you walk backwards while sliding your feet through the gravel as you go. He stops once he reaches a circle drawn on the ground. Okay, now we'll place the artifact in the center. Then we'll do the moon step. Come on, all together. Now we wait. You can spend five times to immediately reveal that.
Five?
I think we should go for it.
I think we should go for it.
We're going to fail this mission anyway. All this info will be
good. Yeah.
All right. So spend so good on five.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
After circling the plunger for a while, your calves really hurt.
Oh.
No.
It was a trap.
A time trap.
Wow.
That's fun.
I did not see that coming.
I thought I was gonna
so you place the plunger in the center.
We just dance around it for 5 minutes.
We just moonwalk.
Wow. All right.
That's funny.
So we really needed that key off the chef.
Yeah.
So now we'll go back to the dormitory so you can do your magic. And then we'll go to the doctor's office.
After walking a few minutes down the asylum corridor, you enter the dormitory. It's a large room bordered by two rows of beds. Is this where we were earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But now you can go in the room with the nurse, or okay. We all will.
Let's hurry, because I know what will happen to you. The doctor has gone insane. I have this letter that I found as proof, and Josephine isn't much better. No matter what happens, I'd rather know you to be free than dead. There's an entrance to the catacombs. Find it, then flee as quickly as possible. She lowers her head and walks away from you, shocked by what she just did. Take items 5 and 18.
Nice. The entrance to the catacombs?
Yeah.
One of those is probably a map piece.
Yeah. February 12th, 1921. Dear Professor, I've managed to gather the elements indispensable to the success of our project. In order to operate with the greatest discretion, I've identified 5 patients who should allow us to fulfill the conditions required by your plan. Crypt is accessible via the Inc. splotch. To be faster, I found a passage which allows us to reach the park from my office. Wait for them there to guide them to their destination. The great day is close. Dr.
What?
Iacin.
Day is close.
Dr. Iacin.
So he's in here. Go confront him or just go to the catacombs.
Well, either confront the doctor or go to the secret meeting.
Yeah, like he's in a patient meeting right now, so we know that he won't be down there. But if we go to him, then he might leave and be in the catacombs.
You want to visit, go to doctor's office?
Okay.
And then we'll go.
He's in here, is what I'm saying. Not in the catacombs.
Okay. We want to be in the catacombs. So we might accost him.
Yes. Or he might have something that opens something in the catacombs that we need. If we go to...
It seems like the catacombs would be the last thing,
right? Yeah, probably.
I vote doctor.
Yeah.
All right, let's face the good doctor. We should be together. Because I think this guy is a badass.
This is the boss.
Tick-tock.
Ooh.
You make your way into the office wing of the asylum, trying many locked doors. Before finding one whose plague soberly announces Dr. Hyacinth. You hear the staccato sound of a clumsy used typewriter, and when it pauses after a few seconds, you knock on the door. Enter. Pull out a voice. You enter a vast office filled with objects of all sorts. To your left, the bookshelf holds numerous medical tomes and other curios. On the wall, a picture, bold, of the staff catches your eye. Sitting at the desk, the doctor, bold, looks up from his typewriter and stares.
Should we all go to him at the same time? I feel like he might try to do bad stuff to us. You want to do 2 and 2?
Yeah, we're kind of short on time.
How about 3 and 1?
Yeah, 3 and 1 is probably good.
Let's get 3 in here and 1 there. I can persuade gentlemen, so I'll be the doctor.
Mm-hmm. I will too.
I have bad persuasion, so I'll go to the bookshelf.
Okay.
Unless it's like an annoyance thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's like my special power, but.
Annoying people.
Yeah.
I was going to use my fast reading cocaine skills to get you one of those books.
Oh, shit.
It's a lot. Greetings, the doctor calls out to you. As I told you yesterday, the moment of your release is upon us. Remember this, each in their own point of the star. He heads to his bookcase, opens a secret passage, and lights a lamp and says, I'm waiting for you. You can follow him and take the gray token, or beat him up, which takes one skull and 3 blanks. There's 3 of us, and reveal that.
It's one or the other?
Yeah. So we can share with him this, right?
Yeah, you can tell me telepathy. Telepathy.
All right. The doctor told us that the moment of our release is upon us, and he head to the bookcase with the secret passage that he's waiting for us. We can either follow him and open up location 8D, or we could beat him up and open up location 8E.
Huh.
I don't think we should follow him, right?
I have no idea.
Like, he's going to take it. You know, the five disappeared. I feel like he's putting
us... Well, what's going to happen to us when the doctor goes missing? Like, that's not going to be awesome for us.
Well, we might find the other five people there or stop the situation.
Speaking of the five people, on this bookshelf, there's a picture of the staff. And on five of the staff are symbols that might match
this. Oh, wait. Have we heard some of the names? Oh. Like, when it says PI, can those be their initials?
Okay, so it doesn't match the symbols, but the red symbol in the center with the five, it does match.
That's like a bullseye, right?
It's the second woman is that symbol.
Let's try to see. So there's Mrs. Humbert.
Can I see them?
No, because you're not.
Do we have? So we have their names. I'm trying to see if like the J-A, E-G-T-I, those are initials or names.
Yeah.
I didn't write down many of the staff's names. There's what's her name?
Josephine.
They didn't really give them.
A-D-T-I. Oh, J-A could be Josephine. H-E, do we know? Have we been writing down anything?
Hyacinth.
Could be H-E.
Yeah.
And that's the head. We have, is that a Z or an M?
I think
it's
a Z.
Have we heard of anyone's name with a Z?
No. What about the guy who accosted you?
It might be an N, though. We don't know if that's an N or a Z.
Yeah. The guy that accosted you. I remember it. I'm going to shut. We have an A-D and a T-I. Anyway, the target is on the five. It's between two names. So, wait, the target is also...
Mm-hmm. The five people I have in this picture is like a doctor-looking guy.
Okay.
He has these three wave symbols. A woman with a big hat has the bullseye. A portly mustache guy in an apron, it looks like. Maybe a dress is the fish emblem. An old grumpy woman. Maybe.
He was portly. He didn't have a hat.
Did he have a mustache? I don't remember from that picture.
No.
And then like a driver in a white, all white suit, like an ambulance driver maybe, is the last symbol. I'm all about fighting, but it's up to you guys. I'm not there.
We can either follow him into a secret passage and we take this token, or we fight him and take this. I don't think this guy's looking out for us.
No.
Like, once we go there...
The nurse said he was the bad guy. Unless the nurse is secretly the bad guy, it's like a hella twist.
I think following him is a bad idea, though, right?
Yeah.
I think it's like choose your own adventure.
I can't argue that he's the bad guy. I'd probably go with him just to see what happens, but I'm all for fighting him, too. And I think we can
take him.
Yeah, let's just try it.
Let's give it a shot.
We're trying to beat him up?
Yeah, why not? Now, we're stuck here if we don't beat him up.
Yeah, then I can come in next round.
Okay.
We'll get an extra one, or I get two. Actually, I get
two. So this is going to cost us a day anyway. So.
Beat a fighter. Ooh, look at all the skulls.
Wait, I got an extra. Wait, there's roll three?
Okay.
So we
stick your trap there. Yep, move this. Slide me over. And then we'll do it again.
And we all roll again?
Just trying to get one star. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah.
VLS.
Beat him down.
The fight is over with you having knocked the doctor through the secret passage in the bookcase and down a shaft hidden there. His body lies broken and bloodied at the base of a ladder down the shaft. The path is now open for you. Take the token, the green square Schmeckle token, and item 23. The doctor's office is now closed. Access to the secret passage remains possible nonetheless.
Oh, secret passage.
Yeah.
Secret passage.
So this was good. Okay.
Do we go down the passage or go to the catacombs?
So
we should probably just keep going down the secret passage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might lead to the catacombs.
Yeah.
Using the lamp that's landed near the doctor's body, you make your way into a narrow tunnel which soon branches out into a labyrinth. Be careful, this location is special. Flip over cards B, C, D, and E. Look at them carefully. Your objective is to link the starting point, which is a red X, to the exit 9. Once you agree on a configuration, only then can you place the cards side by side to form a 2x2 rectangle. If your first attempt fails, you may, for one clock point, swap two cards without rotation, or for two, rotate one card, 180. If your first attempt failed, you may, for one time Schmeckle, swap two cards without rotation, or for two time Schmeckles, rotate one card, 180. You may bypass the challenge by spending five time Schmeckles.
I think I got it.
Really? That was fast.
You feel really good about it? If you fall?
Oh, no. No.
So this one has to be on the top because the X goes down.
So it
does it? Oh, yes.
You can go to the left and to the right.
So it goes down.
It's going to be on the top left or right.
Oh, right. Yeah, I could go left or right.
It's going to come into this one and it's going to come over.
Remember, you're gonna have to get
it's
over.
And then it's gonna come right out here, and then it's gonna go into there. I got it.
You got it. Double check.
God damn it. No,
keep thinking. All right, gotta stand over here. Oh, I think I got it. I think I was thinking this underneath here, but this flip.
So this one's gonna have to move. This one can't be here.
So whatever we want, yeah, I was thinking about this. If you flip this and put this under, you just wanna go here, you gotta get left, right?
Yeah.
And then, so yeah, so if that flipped, you could under, like here into the, well, if that's here, that would be to the left, mm-hmm.
into the right.
Then the right card, it's gotta get us up, right?
This one, you yep. come up this path here, gets yep. you up into this card.
And then if this was flipped, can this take us back into here? Once we try it, then you can make some adjustments.
Yeah, and then it'll be in the right shape. We thought it would, yeah, it'll cost us time.
I think I got it.
I'm good about it? Okay, that can take us down to the left. Great.
No,
that's
a
no, it takes you out.
That's a good one.
Oh, shit.
Goes down.
Oh,
but we're not supposed to be sorry.
Well, she hasn't, we haven't really set it in.
All right.
Yeah, that's.
Let's just try something, right? Or yeah. do you want to spend the
So first thing, let's just figure out what's going to go here that's going to bring us back up this way. Let's right. figure that out. Let's get the right card here.
So you want a middle this, thing that goes down into the
center. This has to be here because it goes all the way across the
yeah,
card.
Yeah, you have yeah. to come in from
If this is one, this is two,
here.
This right. has to be... Oh, shit.
No, because...
Right. Oh, yeah. That's
yeah.
great.
Then you come up here.
So then you just have to connect these two. Yeah, it'll go like that. Perfect.
Oh, shit.
All right, nice. This happened.
Build, yep.
Okay. I just want to see it, though.
So, but that's okay. These two are right.
So we can flip for one time thing. We can swap two cards without rotation. For one time, for two right. times, we can rotate one card 180.
If we switch these two, I think it works because you get this path here connects to here, yeah. which is that draw.
Wait, for that?
To the middle. You're just trying to get it to this
it'll
middle.
It'll go to the middle?
Yeah.
Okay. So spend two.
Just one. Yep. To flop.
No.
Over here.
Nope.
No.
Oh, yes.
Nope. You take yeah. that down, comes up here, and
yeah.
this connects to it.
Yay!
Can we spend our time then yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Then the team heads to location 9. What's location 9?
Unknown location.
Oh,
all right. You're now in the park. A glacial wind blows and throws the branches of the oaks into a frenzy. In front of you, a gravel path splits into multiple directions. To the north on your left, the path leads into the woods. You see smoke off in the distance. In front of you, a small esplanade holds a music kiosk. A third path heads southward toward the back of the park. So we're here now. So we just came up out of the wherever in the park.
Labyrinth.
So the path goes to the woods, a music kiosk, a third path goes to the back of the park. All right. Should we go slipsy on this?
Sure.
We need to, right? One group will get two. The woods always seems really scary.
I want to do the music one.
So music is here.
Kiosk.
I'm going to the woods.
Send the cannibal.
It could be a child.
I'll go to the woods with you. You want to go to the woods? I'll go to the woods. Yeah, I'll take you. I don't even care. We'll just go for a little walk in the woods.
You're going to the music kiosk, Cokehead?
Yeah.
Cokehead Joe. Cokehead Joe.
Oh.
Oh, man. I got a new location for us again. Yeah. So everybody, I walked down the path. I cleared the trees. I saw a big greenhouse. And on the ground before it, I saw the footprints of a rather imposing animal.
Maybe a manticore. Throw the meat at it.
And then I took the item that was...
I believe we see what the manticore feasted on.
What was the item you got?
We keep wanting to go here and they keep sidetracking us.
That's where like the manticore we saw out of the balcony, right? You looked out the balcony
yeah.
earlier. Mm-hmm. He's in the greenhouse.
We need his tears.
Yeah, ours is a grisly scene of the manticore
yeah.
having killed someone. There's a trap door in the kiosk, but you need key 21 to open it.
Mm. Well, in the woods, I came across a cabin. And out of the cabin came a man. He's pointing a gun at me.
Oh! I told you the woods was scary.
And I can either reason with him for 4 shields, or I can try to neutralize him with 3 skulls.
But she can only roll 2 dice, so she can't.
There's no chance we're getting.
There's no chance for him.
And I can try to roll the 2-star, the 4 stars with the 2 dice.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
With a shot.
That's right. Yeah.
You're stuck there, so that'll be a continuous
mm-hmm.
thing, and we can
yeah.
go. I'll pile
yeah.
it next time.
Okay, so I'll roll the 2 for the 2 stars.
3 stars.
Oh!
3 stars.
Oh, she needed 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I okay. only need 1 more star.
That's, all right.
Let's take this shield as a memory.
So we're joining, we're going over there, and we're losing it to clock thing.
Yep.
Ha! Want some help?
Oh, it's actually over there, yeah. It doesn't matter.
All right.
What are we rolling? We're rolling.
We need one star to reason with him.
I'm going to do it. This is battle.
Yellow.
So I roll two.
So we can change if we want to attack him instead.
So yeah, so if we reason with him, we get item 14. If we neutralize him, we get item 15.
Which is probably a gun.
They want the gun. So we should probably neutralize him, right?
I think so. I think we should fuck this guy up.
One skull. Two skulls. Neutralized.
Okay, so we get item 15. Item 15 is a gun.
Gun. While searching your opponent, you also find a letter. Take item 13.
13.
A letter?
A letter.
A letter.
October 24th, 1920. Dear Doctor, I finally found an entrance to the crypt. It's, as you suggested, a riddle which only the esoteric arts could pierce. It was hidden in that damned gate. The solution had been under our eyes from the start. We had to subtract its number and not add it. All that was left was to add it to the password. Let's break the rules, my dear Hyacinth. We'll finally be able to move on to the second stage of our dream, recruiting for new patients to complete the ritual. This will allow us to forget the painful previous experiment. Eric Desmond Trow. So it's ED. Is there on that any of those? Is there any ED? The solution had been under our eyes from the start. We had to subtract its number and not add it.
That's the plus, 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 minus.
Oh, yep.
So whatever we get to that part with the math, then
subtract the number and not add it. All that was left was to add it to the password.
Which we don't know.
Do you think we're going to collect these? And the numbers?
It'll be like counterclockwise. It'll be SE. It'll all make sense.
It'll spell out something. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to hold on the letter?
Or should we go to the
greenhouse?
The greenhouse?
Try and get this man.
It's kind of telling us we just got this.
Okay.
We're running low on time. I get it. Sooner or later, we got to get to that.
The greenhouse is immense. Within a few seconds of entering, you feel like you're in a tropical forest. The air is hot and humid, vegetation invading and oppressive. As you start to step down the hallway or the walkway, you're forced to push aside the brush to clear a path through the plants and branches. To your left, you hear the soft sound of water falling, accompanied by numerous bird songs. Straight ahead of you, a small basin holds the water that flows from the waterfall. To your right, not far from you, grunting noises can be heard in the midst of a luxurious vegetation.
Mm-hmm. Should we all go right?
That's what I'm thinking.
We got something out of the meat.
Did we move our shrimp on them?
Yeah, we did.
You want to all go right?
I think so.
Right?
Yeah. You want to go somewhere else?
I feel like we don't have a lot of time. We should do at least, you guys should go.
Oh,
Jesus.
Found it. We're locked.
Six. We need six skulls.
You advance into the vegetation with all kinds of noises assaulting your ears. Suddenly a roar sounds behind you. A winged creature with the body of a lion and scorpion's tail attacks you. So six skulls.
I got the key off of Eric.
Ooh.
The key to the trapdoor in the kiosk.
He got
murdered for sure.
So is there a chance of getting six skulls? Are we all two?
Well, do we use the gun in this situation?
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. So
the meat?
One bullet takes away one shield.
Well, so that takes it down to four. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get two.
I get one.
Two. All right. So we need four skulls. Is that right?
We need four skulls.
Four skulls.
Oh, shit.
All right. So that
you should have came with us.
Five. Yeah, but I would have died.
Because we needed six, and we were trying to get four skulls.
So now it's only three skulls?
Now there are six skulls.
Can I take one off of it?
You take one off, so it's at five. So it's down to three. If your blue skulls on your card are less than three, this is when you take a damage.
Less than three. Okay, so I take a damage. Right. So now I'm down to one heart.
And I take a damage. However, I have stake, which can restore us.
Let's not spend it yet.
All of us?
Well, would this go with us next time?
Here.
No, you lose everything when the time
Here's some health.
Okay.
That'll give you some health back.
Go give you one
You have
health.
A lot of coke right now.
I know.
Give me one health.
I know. Yeah.
Can I have some coke?
I don't think I can take her health above its max.
Down.
Right.
No, I'm down. I'm at one.
Oh, you're down? Oh, yeah. Give her coke. Here. Here. Party. You can have some of this medical.
Give some child coke.
All right. So now.
Coke out cannibal.
Cannibal.
Now we're all rolling with Dylan to try to beat the three.
Yeah.
Jesus, nothing from me.
Five,
two more.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh
no, we're one short.
But it's down to one, so if you have one resistance, you don't take any damage.
Okay.
Another time passes, and we go again.
All right, I'm going to spend a cocaine instead of losing.
No, I'm not.
I'm spending for myself.
Oh, you lost?
Well, I could have lost it one, but instead I just decided to just go as I health.
Okay.
Just kind of.
I got one. With the cocaine mallet.
With the cocaine mallet.
Oh, yeah.
No, I used it. So item 26. An amethyst found near the dead manticore in the greenhouse. Wait, can we collect his tears?
That is his tear, I think.
Oh, his tears. The amethyst.
I have a ruby.
What did she say? Only the tears of the manticore would have saved them.
Also, this key has the same thing as the pentagram. Ooh. It's got the letters around it. If you guys want to pass it around a little.
Are we going to get to the freaking thing now? The catacomb? Or are you trying to go
we
back?
We go here, get the trapdoor thing. Oh. It only takes one round, then we go to the...
Okay, let's be quick.
I mean, it's...
We still don't have all the pieces, right?
The whole point of this
we're still trying
to go back
and then we got the amethyst and like that could save them. It said the tears of the manticore.
It is close. Like we still have like three or four locations probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going back to the old
to the
location,
park, right?
To the park.
No, are we going back? No, we're at the park.
To the seat. No, we're in the greenhouse.
We're in the greenhouse.
So we're going to 9. Yeah, I mean, we have this key, so
let's
just do it.
Let's do it. But this is our last thing.
Last move.
Fight, then take the token.
This is very fantasy D&D with the monsters.
So even if we beat it, we're done.
We get the key. Yeah, and then we're sucked back to the world at the time.
That's right.
Well, no, actually, we have one more turn because this is the end.
Okay. All right. Three skulls.
And don't forget about your mallet.
I did. I only have one.
That includes your mallet?
No, so we have two skulls.
No, I didn't get any skulls.
Two skulls.
But your mallet counts as a skull.
No, it counts as a roll.
No,
a roll.
Oh.
No. I don't understand.
So
we didn't make it.
Two left. We have one more.
Oh, man.
Anybody who has less than two, I think everybody's fine.
Yeah. Less than two? No.
I don't know if it's equal.
All right, two more skulls. One skull.
Wow, I don't like these dice.
Yeah, I don't really. Boom. Yes, we did it. Jesus. Is that it? Our day's over? Or do we get one more day?
We get one more.
That was it.
The next choice we made.
Oh, the next roll.
Because at the end of this turn, you move it down.
Okay.
So this is our last schmeckle?
Yeah.
Oh, man. A hybrid creature straight out of a nightmare. Apparently, carnivorous blocks your way, having decided to eat you. Fight it or toss it some meat. I got meat.
Oh, the meat.
Yes. So toss the meat, but then what? We just.
Then that bypasses it.
We're done.
And we move on to the next one.
Can we do the next one?
No, because it takes a time.
So we get fucked back.
But right. That's so cool because so many, like, we argue about that all the time on our podcast. It's like, why not just go back an extra 15 minutes? Why, like, you right. have a fucking time machine? Like,
mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.